Blog Talk Radio.
Austin Dillon, driver of the Dow Chevrolet, and you're listening to The Pit Stop with Tim DeSpain.
Live from Talladega, Alabama, you're in The Pit Stop with Tim DeSpain and Stephen Wilson on the Speedway Digest Radio Network. Big thanks to Talladega Super Speedway track president Grant Lynch and public relations director Russell Brown. Purchase your tickets for the Winn-Dixie 300 on May the 2nd for the NASCAR Xfinity Series or the Geico 500 on May 3rd for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. Call 877-GO-TO-DEGA or visit TalladegaSuperspeedway.com. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. Let's get everything going tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And we got a Reverend waiting on. Let's bring, I want to bring my good friend out there from Riverside, California, Reverend Joe, into the pit stop with the Tim DeSpain and Stephen Wilson.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Reverend, how you doing tonight, bud?
Well, I'm doing better. This cold or whatever I've been fighting seems to be just about gone. So, and I'm doing much better today. How's everybody with you?
We're doing good, Reverend. We're getting pollen falling here. I don't know, out there in California, y'all got pollen and stuff, so we'll get your hay fever and stuff messed up, but.
The weather's been pretty good. We were supposed to get colder today, but it's been pretty nice. So, can't complain about that. Shall we get this thing started?
Yes, sir. You got the floor, bud. Crank it up.
All righty. Lord, we come before you today. Thank you so much for dying for our sins. We thank you so much that over the weekend we celebrated the fact that you came back from the dead to save us. Resurrection Sunday, Easter as we also call it. Without that, we'd be lost completely, Lord. And we thank you for dying for our sins. We ask your blessings upon the upcoming events this next week. Keep an eye on all of us. Keep us all safe. Be with all our racers, all our drivers, and a special blessing, Lord, out to all those wonderful soldiers who are in places they don't want to be, to protect us away from their families and friends. So please watch over them and watch over their families. And we thank you for all that in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Reverend Joe, as always, great invocation again. Do you want to throw out there what you have going on and where everybody can follow you out on social media, bud? You got the floor.
Well, everything's kind of cranking up out here as usual on the West Coast, and we've got several events coming up on the local tracks. Our funds are kind of tapped out after the West Coast swing, and we can always use some help. OnTrackWithJesus.org is our website, and there's a place there where not only can you donate, but I always forget to mention that. There's a link there to a web page called Good Search. And Good Search is a place where you can go and find every place that you shop online. But when you fill in at the top of the page that you want to donate to On Track with Jesus, a percentage of what you spend will be donated to us, to our ministry. And it doesn't come out of your money. It comes from them. And there's every website you can imagine on that page. And that's always a help. That way it doesn't cost you anything, but you're helping us out. Also, you can find us on Facebook under my name, Joe Bubico. And also, I believe it's Reverend Joe Bubico. On questions you have, feel free to email me at ontrackwithjesus.com or at ontrackwithjesus@aol.com. And we thank you guys for all you do. And things are starting to gear up. Tim, this is going to be an interesting the next couple of weeks. I think Texas is a great racetrack. And then on to so many other great tracks.
Yes, well, that's right, Reverend Joe. And thank you again for being our Reverend on the show. You're Johnny on the spot every week. We really appreciate you. And glad we had a great Easter weekend. And you're talking about Texas. We got Texas and we got Bristol. I think it's Richmond. Suzanne and I are going to fly up to meet with Stephen Wilson and his wife, Anne Marie. We're going to Richmond. And then the week after that, when we come back from Richmond, we got Talladega. So it's going to be really cool. Reverend, what's your pick or what's your take on going to Texas Motor Speedway? It's a mile and a half sister track, just like Atlanta. She would be looking for some of the same front runners to be up there, but
I think you'll find some fantastic racing there, and the people that run that track are great people. Naturally, Bruton Smith's tracks are always a lot of fun to go to, not that the other tracks aren't, but Bruton just always does something a little extra here and there. I always get a kick out of him. I mean, even his victory lane, with the name lit up and all of the winner and all the flames, all that stuff. Good people there. The Gossage, who's the head guy there, does a great job there. All of Bruton's tracks are a little bit unique. Great racetracks. tracks that he's not involved with are great too. I mean, California Speedway was wonderful this year. So was Phoenix. Did have a blast at Vegas. Great people there again. That's another Bruton Smith track, and I got a chance to spend some time with Bruton, and it's always fun to talk to him. So I think we're coming into some really good racing in the next couple of weeks. Did you say you're going to Richmond?
Yes, sir, that's right. Suzanne and I, we're going to fly up that Thursday before. We're going to fly up and meet with Stephen Wilson and his wife, Anne Marie. Yeah, we're going to go up for Richmond and have a good time up there. And then, when we come back the next week, it's my home track, Talladega Super Speedway. So we got 2 weekends back-to-back, just like we did last year. Whenever we went to, we had Talladega and we went up to Martinsville last year, both in chase races. So pretty exciting.
Well,
not in the chase yet, but...
Good way to exhaust yourself. So you can imagine what I went through for 3 weeks in a row. But I believe in Richmond, I believe the president there is now Dennis Bickmeyer, who's an old friend of mine from California Speedway. If you'd give him my best and my blessings and such, I'd appreciate it. And totally miss him out here on the West Coast. But have a blast. Enjoy them. They're good tracks. They're a lot of fun. Years ago, we still had the modifieds at Richmond, if I remember right. But, heck, you ought to have a great time with those two. And meeting up with Stephen Wilson and his wife is a great thing, too. That's even more fun. Try not to get
yes, sir, it is. And, yes, sir. Thank you, Reverend Joe. And the Tuesday before Richmond, we've got Dennis coming on. Dennis is going to be on the show that night. So maybe, you can stay on a little bit longer. Yeah, we got Dennis Bickmeyer, president of Richmond International Raceway, going to be on prior to us flying up there.
I'd love to say hello to him, so I'll plan on that. That's the Tuesday before Richmond, correct?
Yes, sir, the 21st. The reason I know that, I got a doctor's appointment. Me and Suzanne fly off the 23rd, on that third.
I'll make a double note of it. Very good. That's great.
All right,
10-4,
Reverend. We will definitely write you down to stay in with Dennis. And Reverend, thank you again, bud, and take care out there in Southern California, bud.
Yes, sir. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
10-4, Reverend. That was a good Reverend Joe. He comes on every week with invocation, does a great job. At this time, we've got my good friend, CEO, SpeedwayDigest.com from Richmond, Virginia, Mr. Stephen Wilson.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Stephen, my good friend, how you doing tonight, bud?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I wish Joe would have stayed on a little bit longer. I would have told him about the modified races that they used to run up there at Richmond. That was way back in the day when the Sawyer family owned the track, and they'd run it up there during the state fair. Have a modified show up there. Used about 75 laps up there, right in the middle of the fair. So that was always a good time to watch modifieds. It was the only reason anybody ever went to the fair here in Virginia.
Yeah, I had heard stories about that too, Stephen. Yeah, and I'm sorry, I did not know that. I didn't know if he had anything going on, but he did agree to come on the Tuesday night before we fly up to meet y'all up there. So whenever we got Dennis Bickmeyer, president of the Raceway, coming on, so. We'll all intertwine and talk about that then. How's that sound, bud?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I like I said, I can remember going up there as a kid and watching that. And it, well, like I said, you'd go up to the fair on modified day, and they'd be, 30,000 people up there to go up and watch modified. This is a modified race over. Everybody left.
That's cool. And, Stephen, before we get talking about the upcoming weekend at Texas Motor Speedway for their NASCAR Xfinity Series and NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, I want to throw out there the number to call in is 215-383-3681. And also, myself and Stephen Wilson, associated with International Motorsports Hall of Fame this past week, we are giving away two complimentary passes each Tuesday night for the next 4 weeks to the International Motorsports Hall of Fame and museum. And we're probably going to do that, Stephen. I was thinking maybe after we got Joe Gattina coming on. I hadn't throw that out there. Joe Gattina's coming on. He's going to drive for Roger Carter. Roger 2 Motorsports here in Arthur Race. He's going to come on in. Tony has a good guest coming on at the top of the hour. We'll let Tony in. Well, I'll probably introduce him whenever he comes on. But just to let you know, Stephen, I wanted to thank Russell Branham, public relations director, Todd Edwards, Speedway. Kim Myers Rupp, public relations at the Hall of Fame and Museum here in Talladega, for donating them tickets. And race fans, if y'all get time when you come down here for the race, Talladega, or just any time, check them out at the International Motor Sports Hall of Fame, which is just adjacent to the Talladega Super Speedway, right outside of Turn 4. We've got a lot of great stuff in there. And Steve, and I did change the trivia question, so the only one that knows the answer to it is me. So, good Lord, don't kill me over right now.
I don't know, man. You didn't tell me that you had changed it. I already had the answer for it already. So, man, you throw me off tonight.
Well, the reason I changed it, Buck, I mean, you know, you come right back with it, which you're right on top of everything, like I am too. And I got to thinking, I said, I'm just going to change it around a little bit, and we'll probably do it, like I said, after Joey comes on. But it's a pretty good question. Some people might have to Google, but you probably know it right out of the top of your head. But some of the fans that call in might not know it, so everybody get your Google fingers ready. We're probably going to throw this question out there for two complimentary passes to the National Football Hall of Fame, like Joey Katina. But, Stephen, we got Texas coming up this weekend. We've already been to the Atlanta Motor Speedway, which is the sister track to Texas, just like Charlotte, with a mile and a half. We talk about that for a little bit if you want to. We've got about 15 minutes before the bottom of the hour when our guest comes on. What we should be looking for this weekend, Stephen, as far as the Xfinity Series and the Sprint Cup Series at Texas Motor Speedway?
Yeah, if I would have to take a guess, I think we're going to see some similar racing like we saw there at Atlanta Motor Speedway, just because of the way that the track is designed. It's so close. I don't think we're going to see much difference in the style of racing coming up this weekend at Texas, which is unfortunate because, you know, we would like to see a bit closer racing, but Texas, you know, in the past has not been very notorious for the best racing on circuit by any means. You know, if you take a couple of years down the road, that opinion may change a little bit to a lot of people. Just if you take a look at the way Auto Club was just a couple of years ago, it's become much better racing out there. I think Texas has a few more years to go to weather that asphalt and to really get some better racing out there. But, you know, we're going to see the speeds pick up in the corners out there, just because we've reduced the horsepower out there, but the speeds are picking up out there in the corners. We may not see as fast speeds down the straightaways as we have in the past, but you know, it's a learning curve for all the teams. You take a look at this year, you know, who's on top of the ball, and obviously Penske is on top of that ball right now. You can't count them out. I think you'll maybe see those guys contending up front, especially with Brad Keselowski winning out there at Las Vegas just a couple of weeks back on a similar style track. So you know who's going to run up front, you know who's doing good right now, and who's got the new package down. I don't think you can count either Logano or Keselowski out at this point. You've got a couple other guys out there, maybe Jimmy Johnson, who hasn't had the best couple of weeks out here, last few weeks, especially there at Martinsville. Obviously, you know, he hit everything, including the pace car, I swear, out there, as well as Chase Elliott did. But we're coming back to a track where he won Atlanta, similar style track, so you can't count him out either.
Yeah, Steve, I would definitely agree with everything that you mentioned. And you were talking about, you know, Suzanne and I, we were very fortunate enough to be at Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Foes of Honor 500, and it was cold, it was misty, rainy. And, you know, you talk about the tire grip on the track, and, you know, Atlanta's a little bit rougher. And you know, which we're going to race at night at Texas Motor Speedway. Do you think that's going to be a little bit different for the track temperature, which is probably going to be warmer in Texas than it was in Atlanta when we run that late afternoon race after that rain delay? So are we looking at more grip at Texas Speedway than we're headed at Atlanta?
Well, I think you will to a certain degree, but, you know, we will see the grip pick up most definitely when the sun goes down. We're going to start it with the sun up, so the track is going to be hot. It's going to be slick. You're not going to have the best grip. And a lot of these teams, this is their first opportunity this year to to go under the lights, you know, first night race of the year. So we're gonna see who struggles and who doesn't. I'm sure there's gonna be a ton of pit stops very, very early on, with a lot of chassis changes to those cars, especially once you start seeing the sun drop out there. Track's going to cool down, going to pick the grip up out there. It's not going to be as slick, and those cars are definitely going to change a whole lot out there, that's for sure.
Most definitely. And I'm waiting for a guest to come up at the bottom of the hour. Do you have any fun to talk about NASCAR penalizing the number 31 Richard Childress team of Ryan Newman with the tires, manipulating the tires? And I have not heard nothing. I've been so busy. I know you've been busy too. But have you heard anything about exactly what they did to manipulate the tires at Fontana? I know it was, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was a P4 penalty brought down by NASCAR through Kerry Tharpe and Robin Pendleton and all that bunch. Do you know exactly what they did to the tires to manipulate them, Steve?
Look, well, NASCAR, it actually was a P5 penalty out there that they got them on. They pretty much got them on the fact that they changed the structure of the tires, meaning that they did something outside of what was issued to them from Goodyear. You know, as a lot of teams will do, they'll start the tires off at a very, very low air pressure because the nitrogen in the tires will definitely pick up that air pressure throughout the run, especially as the tires get hotter out there. And you typically won't have a problem with that. NASCAR seems to not really have a problem with that this year. They have said that, you know, if you do it, you do it at your own risk, basically. But they are still watching what is going on. The number 31 team, they took it to the extreme with the fact that not only the tire pressures were down, but they were manipulating the tires. You know, there was a lot of talk going in to the West Coast swing, where you even started back at Las Vegas, where they called needling the tires. They were putting about 1/1000th of an inch holes into the tire, which decreases the air pressure. It basically creates a small leak in the tire that controls the air pressure. As the air picks up, the tires, the holes open up and reduces the air pressure into them to obviously get more grip and more traction, more surface area onto the track with the lower pressures in the tire. So, you know, NASCAR really did take an issue at all of the things that they had been doing. You know, Richard Childress Racing didn't come back and said that they were going to appeal the penalties, which they have appealed the penalties. NASCAR has said that until there is a date set, they will forego all the suspensions, which means that this week coming up, the crew chief, the tire engineer, as well as the team engineer will be at the racetrack in for the foreseeable future, at least until the appeals are heard. NASCAR did say that's $125,000 and 75-point driver and owner points were going to stand irregardless, even through the appeal phase. And, you know, we'll have to see. There's been no date set that I've heard about, and it looks like, you know, that NASCAR came down, they warned the teams, and they finally found out one team who was doing it, and they popped them.
Yeah, and, you know, you got to do that. That's in the interest of safety for the drivers, the other drivers, the fans and everything. Yeah, Steve. And you brought up a good point about them needling the tires as far as lowering the air pressure. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm thinking at Fontana, which is a two-mile track, they do run an interliner in that tire, correct?
That is correct, because of the size of the track. Anything over a mile and a half, they're going to run the interliners in.
Okay. That's what I was thinking, Steve. Just wanted to get that clarified there. I'm trying to think of any more news. I know we're going to meet up with y'all in Richmond in a couple of weeks. And then we got Talladega. Unfortunately, y'all can't make it down, but we're going to have a blast here. But any other news, Stephen, out of NASCAR since we had our show last Tuesday? I know I got some emails from NASCAR, but I can't remember what they were. Is anything you want to bring up?
No, there really hadn't been much. I mean, we had a off week with NASCAR, so there really hasn't been a whole lot of stuff to talk about out there within the off season. But you know, we're coming on to, like I said, we're coming to Texas this week. We'll be back from Texas, and then we're going to go to some short tracks finally with Bristol and Richmond out there. So that's going to be fun. That's definitely coming up here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and speaking of Bristol, I probably said it before, Suzanne and I were very fortunate. I think we made 7 trips between the spring race and the night race, the Irvin 2 500. But, I mean, you know, you talk about a cool racetrack, Bristol. But I don't want to downgrade Bristol, but I do want to talk about Martinsville. I mean, you know, Bristol's Bristol. You know, they got great, the last great Coliseum. But I'm going to tell you, Clay Campbell and Mike Smith and that bunch at Martinsville, they put on a hell of a short track, don't they, bud?
Yeah, I don't think that you can take anything away from Martinsville Speedway. It's so close quartered out there that you never know what's going to happen out there, as we saw. You know, Jimmy Johnson, just, you know, the king of Martinsville in the last couple of years, just did not have a very good day at all. Chase Elliott, he made his first appearance out there in the Sprint Cup Series, and I tell you what, he hit everything out there. I mean, it was definitely a learning experience for him. And but, it, you know, the racing out there is some of the best racing that we've seen all year long, especially on short tracks. I know a lot of people will agree. You coming away from the short tracks, and everybody has a feeling that we need more short tracks on the circuit. But, you know, the question always is, where does the date come from? And that's always been the problem in the last couple of years, that, you know, nobody's building any short tracks. And there's no dates available. Yeah, it'd be nice. You know, Dale Jr. made the comment that they'd like to see more short tracks out there. Other people have said more short tracks, but unfortunately, there's just nothing out there right now, especially with the dates.
Yeah, Stephen. I mean, you know, you're exactly right. I know you got Bristol, you got Martinsville, and Richmond's a 3/4 mile over. You could call it a short track also. But Stephen, at this time, we've got ABC 3340, meteorologist Megan Thomas. Now, she's running a little bit late, probably having to work late, but I want to apologize for that. But we're going to bring her on and let Megan give us the weather forecast for this weekend for the O'Reilly Auto Parts 300 and the Duck Commander 500 at Texas Motor Speedway in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Let's bring Megan out of the pit stop with Tim's plans. Stephen Wilson.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Come on in here, Mother Nature. How you been doing?
I am doing good. I'm so sorry I'm running so late. I was just telling Suzanne I was running errands and slipped my mind.
No problem, Megan. No problem. We've been jibber-jabbering, talking about all kind of racing stuff. Did you have a good Easter weekend?
I did. I worked, but I got to go to church. My church, I love my church, and I got to go there. It was a wonderful service, and then I cooked brunch for a bunch of my friends. So it was fun. It was a fun weekend.
Awesome, Megan. Awesome. And thank you again for coming on. You know, Suzanne told you we were in a NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. Next Xfinity Series is going to be at Texas Motor Speedway this weekend at Dallas-Fort Worth. Do you have the forecast
for
that, or were you? We ain't got no rain now because they're both going to be night racing, Friday and Saturday night.
But unfortunately, I think there's a small chance that you'll see some rain on Sunday. That's when the race is, correct?
No, ma'am. Saturday night is the Cup race, and Friday night is the Xfinity race.
Okay, well, Friday night should be okay. There'll be, like, temperatures in the 60s. Very pleasant. Very nice. A little bit more cloudy. And then Saturday, highs near 80, around 79, 80. Small chance for a shower or two. And then for everybody heading home on Sunday, it'll be in the 80s with a few chances for some thunderstorms as well. We've got another front moving on through Friday into Saturday, so that's probably what's going to kick off some of these storms.
Okay, and we're looking at some here, too, in central Alabama, correct, Megan? I think I watched James.
Right.
Early.
No, Friday looks like more of our day. Saturday, it's shaping up to be okay. Not the best day. Sunday looks rather nice, but here at home, things will be, you know, kind of spring-like weather. That's what we keep dealing with. Last week, we had those storms, and up north, there was a tornado near DeKalb County in Fort Payne, and I was up towards Hamilton, Hackleburg, storm chasing, and was in the middle of a hailstorm, and was live streaming everything back to James. It was cool. That's my favorite part of my job.
Yes, ma'am. And you do a great job. Yeah, me and Suzanne was watching all the live streaming and all that. And Megan, you only got to talk to Stephen last week one time, but my good friend Stephen Wilson, CEO of Speedway Digest.com. Steve, if you have any questions for Megan, I know you're referring to Richmond. She might not have the forecast or anything, but Stephen, if you want to talk to Megan, you got the floor, bud.
No, I don't have any questions for her tonight. I will in a few weeks when we get ready to come to Richmond. I don't want the rain up here, that's for sure.
Okay, well, I'll keep my eyes peeled and look extra hard into it and try to do my best to force it away, like they call me Mother Nature.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
Megan, thank you very much for doing what you do, and everybody here in Central Alabama, I know you and James and Charles and just everybody appreciate what y'all do for chasing them storms. And you got the floor to let everybody know they can follow you on social media, Meg.
All right. Yeah, no, follow me on Twitter at MegTom_WX. And then on Facebook, you can friend me at meteorologist Megan Thomas. So y'all have a great weekend and enjoy the race.
We will. Thank you very much, Megan. And tell James to go ahead and leave Belk over at the River Chase. He's done. Tell him to go ahead and take off the rest of the night.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you again, sweetie. We'll talk at you next week.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was our good friend, Megan Thomas, ABC 3340, meteorologist in Birmingham, Alabama. Stephen, we got everything cranking up. We've got our first guest on the show here. We got driver of the number 95. Dodge for Carter 2 Motorsports in the ARCA Racing Series, Alabama's own Joey Gattina. Let's bring him in the pit stop with Tim Despain and Stephen Wilson.
Let's get ready to rumble!
There you go, Joey. We give you the big button. How you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
We're doing good, still trying to fight some of this pollen. You know, I was going to talk to Megan about that, but I'm glad we get some rain to get rid of some of this pollen. Why stop sneezing?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, Joey, thanks again for taking your time out to come on up. I know this was I don't know about the deal that you did with Roger Carter, but I know it's been a while since you've been in the car. Would you like to talk a little bit about this deal that come along with Carter 2 Motorsports and you getting in the number 95 Dodge for Roger here for the ARCA race at Talladega Super Speedway coming up May the 1st?
Absolutely. You know, we're trying our hardest to do more racing, but, you know, at my age, I have a real job, so I had to focus on that. But obviously the bigger tracks, you know, we were trying to work a deal to run Daytona this year and it fell through. But I started looking around and talking to some different teams. Actually, at Daytona, I started talking to different teams. Just couldn't hit on anything. But, I got closer to, I guess you'd say, the deadline of striking a deal. And so I called Mr. Carter. And I tell you, you know, we're for what he's done for me, I'll never be able to repay him. He's done a heck of a job. You know, I called him and told him kind of how we have to go about doing it to get sponsorship and funding and things like that. Roger was all for it. And just wanted to see me get back in the car. And I tell you what, more importantly, not to miss the race at Talladega. This will be my third start, and all three of my ARCA starts have been in the state of Alabama. So I guess the next goal is to try to make an ARCA start outside of Alabama. But biggest thing is still getting to run Talladega. Going to have a much better opportunity, I feel like, this year with Roger and the whole team. And I'm excited to have some local help as well. We've got Dustin Knowles, who actually drove for them last year in Mobile, and had, I think, Justin finished in the top 15 down in Mobile. A local legend, Billy Melvin here in Alabama, is going to come on and help us as well. Billy's going to spot and help get the car kind of where we need it. And also Jody Franklin, just three guys that have been around this state, and to have them wanting to come help little old me out to run is absolutely a dream come true. So we got a big effort, and we've got, you know, we still got a lot of work to do on the business aspect of it, but we've got the pieces of the puzzle together, just ready to kind of get to that point where we can relax and start focusing on the race.
Yeah, sounds good, Joey. And Joey, y'all are going to be running the new Elmore engine, correct?
No, I'm actually not going to be running that motor, and that's the thing when you get into the big motorsports deals. We, you know, financially, my sponsorship and what I'm able to bring to the table, I'm not able to move to that big motor as of yet. That's got a $35,000 price ticket on it, and I think my teammate Bobby Hamilton Jr. is actually going to have one, and I want to say he's going to be running a Toyota with that motor in it. So I'm not even really sure what we're going to have on the car. I just know it will not be the Elmore.
Okay, I didn't know, Joey. You know, me and you hadn't talked about it. I know Will's been running it. You know, Will had that. You know, we had Will on back a few weeks ago, which I had a business trip in Auburn. I had to go down, and my good friend Stephen Wilson done the show, done a great job. You know, Will come on and got to talking about that wreck, talking about the throttle stick. And did you see that video, that YouTube video, Joe?
Oh, absolutely, and I'm so glad. I'm sure everybody is, that the good Lord was watching after Will, and he was able to take a hit like that and still get out of that race car and go do it again. So that was a horrible, horrible thing to see, but luckily the Lord was watching over him there, and he was able to climb out of the race car.
Amen, Joe. Yeah, and I texted him that Saturday evening. I said, I'm going to call you tomorrow, Will. He said, call me whenever. So I called him and talked. But anyway, enough about that. But Suzanne and I don't know if Suzanne's going to be able to make it. I know I'm going to be at Talladega. You know, we're going to Richmond the week before. I will definitely be at Talladega. Got to meet you. Got to run up on you. But just want to throw this out there, and I don't take this the wrong way, but I hadn't got to say it on the air yet, but the Pit Stop Radio is going to be on board of the number 69 Ford Fusion of Will Kimmel at Talladega Super Speedway. So we're going to be on there. Don't take it the wrong
Excellent.
Way now, but I still pull for all y'all.
Excellent. Well, I'll
Good.
Wave at it every
anyway.
Time it passes.
Well, you might not be able to see it, because I think Bill told me he's going to put the graphics on the transmission, so we might not ever get to see it. That's how much money I have.
So you got a deal on that one, I'm sure.
$2.
There you go.
No. We're going to be on the deck lead, Joey. We're supposed to be on the
Excellent.
Deck lead. Big shout out.
That's great.
Big shout out to Will and Bill and Pam Kimmel and everybody at Kimmel Racing. Joey, I'm going to hand you over, and I'll be back just a minute. I got to make a pit stop. Steven knows I always do this. About this time, I got to go make me a pit stop. I'm going to hand you over to my good friend Steven Wilson, and I'll be right back, y'all.
Hey, Joey, Steve Wilson, SpeedwayDigest.com. You had already talked about that you're not going to be able to run the Elmore motor out there just because of the cost and the sponsorship you guys have put together to be able to get into Talladega. You know, back at Daytona, you know, there was some teams that were running both, and it seems like any of the teams that didn't have the money out there for those new Elmore motors seemed to struggle a little bit. Coming into that and knowing the setup on the old motors that you guys, or the old style motors you guys are going to run in the car, how are you going to be able to overcome some of the issues, especially with the speed that the Elmore motors have been able to produce?
Well, first of all, I mean, from my aspect, I'm just blessed to be back in the race car and, you know, for the opportunity that Roger gave us. You know we're going to be at a disadvantage, obviously, but the biggest thing for me is we've got to be at the racetrack. We've got to find additional funding. We've got to find that sponsor out there that can, you know, help us get to the point where we're running a Elmore engine. You know, obviously, with only two Speedway races a year, you know, this will be our last one. You know, it's not a big deal, I guess, for me the rest of the year. But I'm not sure. It'd be interesting at Nashville to see how that Elmore works up there. I know they're still, you know, the short track, they haven't run a bunch of them there yet, but you know, our thing is we're going to bring Roger's car back in one piece. And, you know, we hope nobody gets hurt, but we need some help out there to get a solid finish. You know, I'd hope to go up there and say we got a realistic chance to run top 20. And that's our goal going in there. And for a guy like myself that, you know, we don't, you know, I don't have the certain things that we need to have the proper equipment. But like I said, just getting there, that helps us. Stepping stones to get into the right situation.
And strategy-wise, there at Talladega is more or less like Daytona. it's not always necessarily about how fast you are, but where you put yourself into position out there with the draft on these cars. What are you guys looking at as far as your strategy out there with Talladega? Any clue on any other teams that you guys have talked to or drivers that you've personally talking to right now to make a deal out there, especially, you know, it's a fairly short race. I believe it's about 80 laps or so, so you really don't have but so much time out there to make too many deals on the track. But is it something that you guys are already looking at doing to try and get a better finish out of this, out of the car, and maybe even contend up there with some of these, with some of the other drivers out there?
Yeah, absolutely. And we haven't so much discussed strategy. You know, I know Roger and the whole crew have been working their tails off getting ready for Nashville. And we'll start, you know, they'll start setting their sights on Talladega after, you know, they get through next weekend. But, you know, we're taking four cars next week or to Talladega. So I have three additional teammates to work with. I believe Roger's going to be in one of the cars. I'm not sure who's going to be in the fourth. And, of course, Bobby Jr. So, I mean, I'm sure we're going to, you know, we'll have something worked out within our team, obviously, to get some better results.
And for the rest of the year, I know you said you have to struggle with the day job like most, a lot of other people these days. It's just so hard out there to get in a car and have the sponsorship to carry you through, and you got to take something else. But how does that change your perspective about not being on the circuit and not having the time out there that others might have?
You know, it's an absolute blessing to get to this level, and I wouldn't want to even call it a career, but in my lifetime. It was a blessing when the Peterson Group picked me up last year and went down to Mobile and got to – we had to start in part due to funding, but we still got to make that start. We ran the full race at Talladega last year. So to say that I'm going to get to come in and run my third race, I am just absolutely tickled to death. And especially, you know, I've worked for the Speedway with the Dale Jarrett Racing Adventure for 9 years now, I guess it is. So I've got a ton of laps around that track. And growing up as a kid, I believe it was 91 was my first, or 90, 91 was my first race to go to live at Talladega. I believe I was like 9 years old. So it's a dream for me. You know, a lot of people didn't think I'd make it to this point. I woke up one day and I said, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to try it. And, you know, I'm not getting any younger. And, you know, obviously when you love something, it's hard to let it go. And, you know, again, it's a blessing to get this opportunity and to have the sponsors that I've got locally here that's helped up, you know, stepped up to help me out to get there. I mean, it's like I said, we want to do more racing, but again, it just comes down to funding and the time. And I would look to see that I would like to say we'll do two or three races this year, but right now, everything is focused on Talladega.
And looking towards the future, anything else that you guys got in your scope, especially you, if you're not able to make any more ARCA starts and the funding falls through, you know, whatever happens, you know, as you know, they're racing deals that fall through all the time. Anything else that you feel that you might be able to go out there and be competitive in, whether local racing or something of that nature?
Absolutely. And we're always looking. But, you know, my background with the racing school, as much as I've been on these tracks, it's kind of all I really know. Local level racing, you know, I don't know if you've looked into late models and certain things like that, but you might as well be putting your money toward ARCA. It's a heck of a lot easier to find sponsorship and the viewership and the television package they have. It's just the best thing out there right now for someone in my position. You know, I love racing and would love to do some local racing. Maybe my friend Billy Melvin can help me out with some of that. We'll talk at Talladega and maybe get to run some Montgomery Speedway stuff and all that good things. And I'd like to return back to some dirt late model racing again. Always enjoyed that. But, you know, right now our focus is obviously we want to get through Talladega and then the future. I think we have a lot to bring to sponsors and to the sport. There's not many guys out there, if you want to call it stroking it, still, you know, just still fighting to make it. I'm one of those guys that's still out trying to fight it to make it in the sport. And, you know, one day I might say, you know, I'm done, but it's a long ways to go before I give up. And, you know, obviously the next goal for us is to we want to make sure we get our funding ready for Daytona next year. I want to run the Talladega race again as well. And then, the next step for us is to start looking at, you know, trying to do some truck stuff. And we're looking and talking right now, and that's a couple years out, but or maybe less. But we're already starting the wheels spinning with a couple of teams right now. So, you know, you get one chance in life, and you better make the most of it. And that's kind of what I'm looking at. Will I ever have the money to be a Dale Jr. or some of his guys? Probably not. But I'm going to go out there and give it all I got, I guess, to make that effort.
Well, Jerry, I appreciate you taking the time to come out on tonight. As we do with everybody, we give you a chance to tell everybody where you can follow you on social media, thank any of your sponsors, and I'm going to let you have the last word on this.
Yeah, and right now our sponsors, they're the main thing I want to thank. And number one is Kenworth Truck Works in Birmingham, Will Bruiser. This is the second year they've come back to support me. They've been with all three races. Hopefully our future president, Robbie Wells, he has now again come back on board with us. This will be his third event with us. He was on the hood of the car last year at Talladega with us, and maybe we'll possibly see him back on the hood of the car this year. Joe's Donuts here in Birmingham. If you haven't had a Joe's Donuts, you need to go check them out. Get away from the Krispy Kreme. They're bad for you. Joe's Donuts are way healthier, what I understand. I don't know. I haven't had any myself. But also, too, there's a bar up in Pell City. If you guys ever get up there, it's called Chili Willy's. It is absolutely one of the nicest bars I've ever walked into. It's more of a restaurant. They've got access from the lake. You can park your boat, get out, go in, have some great beverages, eat some great food, and head on back on the lake and go out, have a good time. American Chemical Technology is a wonderful company I work for, stepped up again. They've been with us for three races now. And last but not least, realsimracing.net. If you're an iRacer out there, that is a league that I've been a part of and have a little ownership in. They have been with me again. The league stepped up and have helped me out again for three races in a row now. So check those people out. You can follow me. I've got a couple different things, but it's Joey Dutino on Facebook, and the same thing with our driver page. And then we don't do a lot on Twitter, but it's at Jay Dutino Racing. You can find us there. But thank you so much for your time. And also, before I go, we are still looking for sponsors right now, and we have got a deal. If you want to put your company, your family, your friends on a race car at Talladega, $500 is what we're looking at. We've got three spots left to fill for a race car to finish that up, and we will have our sponsorship complete in that department. So it's a dream of yours to see your company name on a race car. Contact me, Jay Jatina, at Jay Jatina Racing, and we'll get you hooked up and get you a nice logo on the side of the race car.
All right, well, Joey, I appreciate it. I'm going to throw you back over to Tim real quick. He's got one last thing before we let you go.
Sure.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, Joe, it's Tim again. Before we come up on top of the hour, I've got somebody that wants to talk to you, and you probably know who it is, but I don't know if you heard us talk earlier. We have we are giving away two complimentary passes to the International Motorsports Hall of Fame. The museum at just adjacent to Talladega Super Speedway, right out of Turn 4, we've got eight. We're giving two away tonight with a trivia question. And can I read this trivia question, and then I'll bring this gentleman on with you?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Now, don't answer it, Joe. And Stephen don't know it. Don't nobody know it. Suzanne don't know it. This is for two complimentary passes to the International Motorsports Hall of Fame. All right. Here's the question. What year did the International Motorsports Hall of Fame open for business in Talladega, Alabama? Now, that's open now. So everybody get your Google fingers ready. I'll read it one more time. What year did the International Motorsports Hall of Fame open for business in Talladega, Alabama? And the phone lines have lit up. But let me bring on, I want to bring my good friend, Mr. Rowdy Maglite, into the pit stop with Tim Spain and Stephen Wilson.
Let's get ready to rumble!
The light is shining tonight. It's good to hear Joey back on target to be at Talladega. I'm glad to hear that you're back in the car. Hey, listen, I'm telling Roger Carter personally, I appreciate it, and he won't be sorry for putting you in the car, I guarantee you. And nobody got no more experience or laps around Talladega than you, Joey.
Well, and Roger,
all you need
to
just get out there and get with it.
That's right, and Roger, you know, again, I can't put in words what he's done for me already. I mean, he's he's putting up with a lot, you know, putting me out there and, you know, working with us, because we're not the easiest group to work with when, you know, we have to go out and hustle and bust butt to find the funding. But Roger stood with us the whole way through. And, you know, I tell you what, to repay Roger with a good finish, that's exactly what we want to do and represent his team well. And I feel like we got a good shot. We got a good-looking race car. Won't see it till it gets to Talladega, but I can't wait to put my hands on it and just see what we got.
Well, Joey, it was an honor last year to be there. And all the guys and people that are sponsoring you, you didn't let us down last year, and you won't let us down this year, I guarantee you.
Well, that means a lot, Rowdy. I mean, you know, having great friends like you and meeting great friends like through the program we went with the Peterson Group and meeting you through them, and man, nothing but great people, and nothing but great people in the ARCA garages. And I tell you what, it's just a blessing to get the opportunity, number one, again, just to make one race. Let alone to be my third, and hopefully we'll find some more opportunities out there. But I appreciate all the great words you say and the friendship that we have, right? It means a lot to me.
Well, we're down to what, Tim, about 24 days now to Talladega?
Yes, sir. We're definitely getting close. And, you know, Suzanne and I are, you know, we're going to go up to Richmond with Stephen and them and hang out up there the week before. So I got two back-to-back again like we did last year. Went to Talladega and Martinsville. So I can't wait. I can't wait to see the ARCA cars on the track. You know, I love the way ARCA runs. ARCA's always been a passion of mine. You know, I mean, just anything racing. If they want to race wheelbarrows at Talladega, I'm going to go watch it.
And I'm going to find a wheelbarrow. I'll tell you one more thing. I outside of just being in the race, one cool thing we're getting to do for the second time as well at Talladega this year is we're getting to do the charity event at the Speed Dome with the foundation that Talladega puts on out there for the deaf and blind of Talladega. And one cool thing, we were trying to figure out a way to get to be a part of it again. And they're actually opening the doors when we take the green flag. And the coolest thing is when we climb out of the race car in the 95, we are going to take off and head over in a driving suit and jump on stage and go out there and greet the kids and throw some footballs out there, some T-shirts, and get to spend 2 or 3 hours with them. So I tell you, outside of running the race, getting to do that and be a part of that, I'm getting chills thinking about it. Every time this race comes around, I tell you, I'm ready to go now. I'm actually in the car right now. My foot's to the floor.
Joey, I remember last year when you come back from that autograph session, how moving you said it was to be able to go and be part of that. And I'd like to go and hang out there and see that after it's over. I'd like to be
absolutely
part of that.
Absolutely. And the people from Thunder 92.7 were so great last year. We went on the air with them a good 30 minutes, and hopefully we'll be there again. We can do some more talking. But it was a great event, and it was a blessing to be a part of it. You know, just a little old guy from Alabama with a dream. And, you know, you think it – why would anybody want your autograph? But that line just keeps on coming, man. It was just awesome to be a part of again. And, you know, I got up on stage, you know, I wasn't prepared for all that and all the people out there. And actually a sponsor of mine, Bruce Griffin and Griffin Services, they're out there every year. So I had to step it up for the boss out there last year. So I'm looking forward to it. Going to be a little bit more prepared this year and you know, try to be a little bit more professional driver and remember all my sponsors this time.
Well, I hope that next track, Joey, may be Michigan. That's an awesome 2 mile, let it roll track. So hopefully
yeah,
I'm getting something worked out for Michigan.
Yeah, and I've got a bunch of laps up there. I've spent many events we've done up there. Usually go to Michigan twice a year, and of course we're on track two times, or Saturday, Sunday, sometimes even Friday. So, and you're out there from 7:30 to you know, dark. And yeah, we're sitting in the right seat. You're still out there on the racetrack, and most times you are in the right seat, but you're still driving the car. So I'm probably one of the only guys in the field that can drive around the Talladega Super Speedway or Michigan or Bristol or Atlanta from the right seat, wide open. So I've got a talent.
you do a little driving, though, over in the right side of the seat. I've done the Dale Jarrett experience, and do a little bit of driving from the right hand of the seat. And it's incredible to be doing 170, 180 miles an hour, and the guy on the left, on the right side is trying to help you get through the turns. It, It's something, Joey. That's you're awful blessed to be able to do that just itself.
Well, you got to remember one thing too, Rowdy. We sit on the right seat, so if we hit the wall, we're hitting it first. So definitely, we're on the wheel faster than you are. I can promise you that.
That's exactly right. Hey, Tim, I appreciate you giving me time. Enjoy. Good luck. And looking forward to seeing you Talladega weekend, brother.
I see you, Cap Rowdy, and I see you in the pit soon, my buddy.
All right. Let that light shine.
You got it, baby.
Bye.
Let the light shine. Thank you very much, Rowdy. We'll see you. Rowdy is a sight, Joey. I know he is. And I know your time is limited, and we're coming up on the top of the hour, but the phone line's lit up, but I hadn't seen anybody that I'm going to repeat this question again. What year did the International Motorsports Hall of Fame open for business in Talladega, Alabama? And I'm not going to see the answer right there. But anyway, Joey, thank you very much. And we'll definitely look you up in Talladega. I met Rowdy last year, first time I met him. Heck of a fella. Love him to death. He seems like a type that would give you his shirt off his back.
Absolutely, and I can't tell you how much Rowdy's counseled me through the hard times, and it's not easy from our position. Like I said, guys, if you're out there and you want your name on a race car, we need you. But like I said, Rowdy's counseled me through so many down times, which Buddy Baker told me a long time ago that there's more down times in racing than you'll ever have good times, and he was absolutely right about that when you look at the business aspect of it. But anyways, like I said, Rowdy's just become one of my great personal friends. And like I said, anytime I have a problem, he's a go-to guy, man, especially at the racetrack. He can get you right back where you need to be and focus on the race car. So, but thank you all very much for having me. It's Joey Gattino on Facebook. That's GATTINA. I can't even spell my name. But looking forward to being at Talladega, guys. Thank you all so much.
You're welcome, Joey. We'll see you in Talladega, bud. Be safe. See you.
You got it,
bud.
Man. Yes, sir.
All right, that was our good friend, Joey Gattino, driver of number 95 Dodge Car 2 Motorsports for the ARCA race here, the International Motorsports Hall of Fame 200 at Talladega Speedway. We got Steven still left. Steven, we got Tony right here, so we got somebody else in mute. We've got Todd in mute. Let's bring Tony on right fast before we get into his segment. We're about 2 minutes shy, Tony, so we're going to bring Tony B into the pit stop with Tim Spain and Steven Wilson.
Say hello to my little friend.
Well,
there's your button,
exactly what I'm going to do. Say hello to my little friends. How you guys doing?
We're doing
and
good.
And I'm going to tell you, you've got Rowdy Maglite on the radio, Steven Wilson, Tim Despain, and I'm bringing on what you might call a young gun. A young gun. Godspeed Logan Jarrett and what he can do in our segment tonight. And, I washed my rear end since everybody in the fantasy league is looking at it. So that's all I'm going to give you and tell you I miss you, and this is the best show ever. And Joey sounded great. And what can I do for you fellas tonight?
Thank you very much, Tony. And your guest is waiting. Steven, can you hang on and talk a little bit, or do you need to go?
Sure, I'll hang out with you guys for a few minutes.
Okay. Tony, if we can we let Steven have first shot at...
Yes, please, Steven, go at him. He's a young guy.
We're going to bring on...
He's a good guy.
Okay. We're going to bring on a driver in the USAC Amosol Sprint Car Championship Series and winner this past Saturday night at Lawrenceburg Speedway in Kokomo, Indiana's Logan Jarrett.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Logan, how you doing tonight? You're just going to have to sort of overlook some of us because we have a ball when we do a radio show.
We're doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. And
doing
I know
good,
this
Logan.
Is Tony's segment that you agreed to come on, Tony's segment, everything open wheel, but my good friend Steven Wilson, he wanted to stay on for a minute and maybe ask you a few questions, so I'm going to hand you over to my good friend, CEO of SpeedwayDigest.com, and my co-host, Steven Wilson.
Okay.
Hey, Logan, Steve Wilson, SpeedwayDigest.com. As Tim just said, that you got your first USAC win just this past week in Indiana. Talk a little bit about the struggles you guys have had over the last couple of years, especially being able to get to that first win and what it really means to you to be able to show that you guys can go out there and compete and get that win out there.
Oh, it means the world to me. We've struggled some, and you go out and race with them guys, and you just they're the best there is. And if you go out every night expecting to win, I mean, it's kind of kick yourself in the butt when you don't, because them guys have been doing it for years, and some of them have been doing it longer than I've been alive. And to beat them guys and is just an accomplishment of itself, and to do it in somewhat of a dominating fashion is what some people have told me. Just really sends chills down your spine, and it's just one of those things you just kind of never forget.
And you are a fairly young guy out there making your way through the racing series and through the motorsports world in general. What exactly do you look at some of the guys that have been out there for much longer than you, and what do you take away from what they've done and be able to hone your skill a little bit better into your racing career?
This guy's like Dave Garland. I grew up watching him, and he raced with my dad, and just try to watch and learn the things that they do on and off the track to better yourself as a driver, and the passes and moves and et cetera, whatever it may be. Just kind of try and watch and learn, and hopefully to be as good as them one day.
Logan, I just had a couple questions for you, and I don't want to take up too much of Tony's time and Tim's time, so I'm going to throw you back over to them and let them roll through a couple things with you. Appreciate you taking the time, and congratulations on your first win this past weekend.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Thank you very much, Stephen. And at this time, we do not have anybody to call in for the answer, Stephen. And I know you and Anne-Marie are going to be down for the fall race here in October. So I'm going to ask you this question, because I know you're coming, and I know y'all use these passes. What year did the International Motorsports Hall of Fame open for business in Talladega, Alabama? And get your Google finger ready, or do you know it? I know you know a lot about it.
No, I already know what it is, but I tell you what, I'll give you the answer, but I'm going to give them away to somebody on Twitter after we're done. How about that?
That sounds good. You go ahead and give us the answer, and, you know, like you're saying, to keep from being a conflict of interest, since you know so much about the sport, Suzanne will mail them to you, and you can give them away on Twitter. If you got the right answer.
Come on now. It's 1983. It was founded in 82 by Bill France Jr. Bill France Sr., sorry. Yeah, so I've known more about this sport, I feel, some days than I could ever write a book about. I think it'd be about 10,000 pages long with everything I know, but you guys hang on to those tickets, and I will give them away. I will give them away on Twitter, and I will send Suzanne the winner's name and address, and then you guys can send it out to them.
Okay, that sounds good, Stephen. So, ladies and gentlemen, the answer. They opened for business, and Stephen Wilson agreed to give them away on Twitter. So, every high school Stephen to give them, he'll send Suzanne an address, and Suzanne will mail. So, Stephen, thank you very much again for taking your busy schedule, and I'm going to let
All right, man, I appreciate y'all having me on, Tony. Appreciate it. I will try and catch up to you this weekend at Texas. I don't know how well I'm going to do, but you're a little ways in front of me, and I need a few good weeks to be able to catch back up to you.
Well, you know what? Give me a call. Send me a text. I got some things to give you to where we can put TD down below us. Not that we don't like Tim Despain, but we're wanting to win a race. And I got you, we can go live, love, race, and we'll do it Tony's way.
All right, bud. Well, I need a couple more good weeks. You've done real good this season, and I've been trying to keep up, but there's been a couple weeks that I have not done so well.
Well, I am a week ahead. Y'all could score and me not even play, and I'd still be ahead. So I love that comfort and that ability.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it's all about. Well, I appreciate it, guys. Y'all have fun on here tonight.
All right, Stephen. Say hey to Anne Marie.
We'll see you, bud.
I want her to still wear it, and she's in my prayers.
I will. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. Y'all have fun.
All right, brother.
Okay, that was my good friend, Stephen Wilson, CEO of SpeedRadio.com, and my co-host. All right, now we're going to get into the segment. Tony B's Everything Open Wheel. He has Logan Jarrett, just won his first USAC race at Lawrenceburg Speedway, Kokomo, Indiana, with Logan Jarrett. And Tony. Tony, I'm going to let you and Logan have this. I've got Todd Bigsby waiting. I'm going to get up and walk around, try to ease my back. But, Tony, you and Logan have that, and I'll be right back.
Okay, well, we got plenty to talk about. How are you, Logan?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing real well, and, I'm putting things together for what we talked about earlier. And being on that team and taking you to the other side, my brother, and we need to let the listeners know and understand what it was like for you not to only win but dominate when you had such a strong field behind you. From 17th, C.J. Leary came to second. I don't know where Madman Robert Ballou started, but he came to third. And I was told from 4th to 10th, they were 3 and 4 wide trying to get the next position. Can you talk about that? What kind of track did they give you? And did she? Obviously, you weren't running down on the bottom. You had a good cushion, and you were getting it.
Yeah, the track started out. It was fairly decent there, and it got pretty rough, and it was kind of more one of them cowboy up tracks. So you had to miss the holes and just sometimes rail through them and hope for the best, and whatever kind of happened to happen. And it ended up at the end playing out in our favor. And winning a USAC race like that is a feeling that you'll never forget. And getting out of the car and standing on top of the cage and seeing all them fans out there cheering, it's just it sends chills down your spine.
Oh, absolutely. And I've spent many days in Lawrenceburg Speedway. It's one of my favorites, and it's a very fast track. And I must tell you, Logan, that April 10th and the 11th were coming into the Kokomo Grand Prix. Now, it's really highlighting the midgets, but the sprints are running too. And through different channels, I have been notified sprinters might up and leave on Saturday night because they're paying a lot more money at Lawrenceburg. And since it is the Kokomo Grand Prix for the midget races, what do you think about that?
For us, Kokomo is 15 minutes down the road, and it's one of the biggest, not necessarily the biggest, but it's one of the most baddest bull rings in the Midwest, and we're going to be there both nights. And if something happens, it does get rained out, I'm sure we'll venture our way down to Putnamville for the MSCS race, and just kind of have to wait and see what the weather plays out to be. So hopefully the rain stays away and we get a race at Kokomo.
Okay, and I want our listeners to know I have been following you and my personal assistant, my son. We have been following Logan for many years. And let me tell you, when he brings his sprint car to the track,
It is a beautiful piece of machinery. It is well kept, well painted, beautiful, and sponsors would love to be on there because Logan is sociable, talks to people, sells products, and he's wonderful. And I don't know how many times that I was so excited to hear that noise and look up and see that red car. Now, I know it's changed, and it's not red anymore. And, you know, we went through this at Kokomo at the SmackDown, and you should have won our award. But what are we sporting now? And I know she looks good.
She's the same as it was at SmackDown. And, I mean, we try and keep our stuff nice. And like I was always taught, all races are won in the garage. And we always want our stuff to look nice and run well also. And we just try to make it the best we can and do what we can do to get to the racetrack.
That's fantastic, Logan. Do you have the money to run the entire USAC National Sprint Car Series?
Somewhat. I mean, we would always love to have more help on the car and to get the sponsors like that to get their name out there and better their business and also better ourselves at the same time. But, I mean, like I said, we do what we can do to get to the racetrack, and if we're not able to run the whole full USAC deal, then that's what it is. We'll race as much as we can and do what we can do.
That's absolutely perfect. And, do you have plans to try to make the Eastern Storm?
Yeah, as of right now, that is one of our trips that we were planning on definitely going to go to, and we'll see how we are after this next coming weekend with the points wise and stuff like that. But as of right now, that's the plan, is to go out to do the Eastern Storm.
That's fantastic, and you not only go to the Eastern Storm and the different tracks, but you run into the PA Posse and Billy Fox. Wow. There's some good drivers out there, isn't there?
Yeah, there definitely is some good drivers out in the Pennsylvania area.
You know, we used to get Billy Fox up here every now and then, but him and many others, they pretty much stay down there on the Eastern Coast, and they run and they do well. And, you know, guys like Logan Jarrett's not going to have a problem with that, but there are people that would. And I have been involved in racing my whole life. And, you know, from Billy Englehart and, when Andretti and Rutherford and Boyd were in dirt cars, I've been watching people my whole life. And you've got amazing talent. And if I can't, I won't be happy until I bring some money to the table for you and keep you going. And, you know, I don't talk just to hear myself. I'm telling you what we want to do. And I'm asking the fans out there, come out and buy his T-shirts, his hoodies, what he's got to sell. He'll put on a good show, and you'll know what I'm talking about. And let me tell you, fans, I wasn't wrong when I brought Rico Abreu to y'all. Nobody had ever heard his name, and I told you to watch his game. And he's in K&N now, and he's going straight to NASCAR. Let's help my good friend Logan Jarrett do the same thing. Logan, it's up to you, buddy. Take her away.
Yeah, I know. To be compared to those names, like you just said, A.J. Foyt and Johnny Rutherford, them guys were hell of racers, and they were always legends that will continue to live on forever and ever as long as this sport lives in the just to be able to get this opportunity to do what we do and is just amazing, and I can't thank everybody that helps us do this enough. And without all them, none of this would be possible.
Yeah, and I have to give great thanks not only for you but for myself, to be involved with the Pit Stop Radio Show. Suzanne and Tim Despain, remarkable people. Stephen and Anne Marie Wilson, great people. And they have put together one of the best radio programs. There's a lot listening to you. There's a lot going to hit you up if you're on Twitter, if you're on Facebook. We'll get to that. We want you to release that information and let the people come to you. And I'll tell you, there was a guy on the show, Joey Catino. I mean, he's a great driver. He was just on. But Rowdy Maglite, that's a guy you need to know. And it wouldn't hurt to have him in pits because he's a great man and he can help people move along. Timmy, are you back? Have you been walking or are you there? Come in.
Yes, sir. 10-4, I'm back. I had to make a little walk around. Yeah, thank y'all for letting me do that. You know, I've got some back problems. But anyway, Logan and Tony, we've got our most lawyer caller. My good friend from upstate New York, his home track is Watkins Glen, and Tony, you know who I'm fishing to say. We got my good friend, Todd DeBeaver. Let's bring Todd on into the Pit Stop Radio Show with Logan Jarrett and Tony B and everything open wheel.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Todd, how you doing tonight? You're in the Pit Stop Radio Show. We're in Tony B's segment, Everything Open Wheel. He is driving the USAC Amasol Sprint Car Championship Series. Winner this past Saturday night at Lawrenceburg Speedway, Kokomo, Indiana's Logan Jarrett. How you doing tonight, bud?
Oh, pretty good.
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good, Todd. Todd, I'm going to hand you over to Logan and Tony, and I'm going to just sit right back and listen. Y'all got the floor, bud.
Ask away, Todd.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
I'm hanging in. We got somebody who everybody probably knows. We have Mr. Chef James Lupo here at our place for a week.
Where'd you go, Tom?
I'm here.
Keep it talking away, brother. Talk to Logan, ask him questions. He'll tell you what it's like to drive a 410 sprint car. And he don't need a wing to hold him in the ground, buddy. He's got it.
So how long have you been driving for?
This is probably my fifth year in a sprint car, and I've ran probably 7 or 8 years overall.
Okay. You travel around all over racing?
Yeah, we travel most of the state of Indiana, and we went to Florida over the winter for the Florida Speed Weeks, but mostly just travel throughout the state of Indiana and Midwest series.
I know you probably had some excitement out while you're racing, as far as craziness on the tracks.
Oh yeah, there's always something going on, and you just gotta pay attention and then watch what's going on out front, and hopefully nobody makes any mistakes, and you don't tear up your race car.
Yeah, we sit here and watch them, and you know, for the amount of, you know, when you're taking the corners and all that, the way you have to handle that car is just amazing.
Yeah, you there's times when you have to kind of manhandle it as where it comes to how the track conditions are and setup-wise of whether the race car is tight or loose and whether it makes it hard to drive or easy, but it's kind of depends.
And now in those cars, how is the transmission set up in those?
It's just got two set of gears and a drive line that runs through the torque tube in between your legs up to the motor, and you just lock it in gear and go from there.
That's cool. Now, what's your most favorite track that you've been to so far?
My favorite track's probably Kokomo, being growing up as being my home track and watching my father race and other guys like that. It's probably one of my my favorite tracks.
Well, that's cool.
The track to have is a favorite, I'm telling you that. It's tough there, and they do get around there quick.
Yeah, I bet they do. And, gentlemen, if I can, this is Tim. Can I step in? I have a guy by the name of Mike Jenkins wants to talk to Logan. We want to bring Mike in, and we'll just have a big group discussion. Let's bring Mike into the pit stop with Tim Spray and Stephen Wilson, which we're in Tony B's segment, Everything Open Wheel. Let's bring Mike in.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Mike, you're in the pit stop with Tim Spain and Stephen Wilson. We're in Tony B. You have a question for Logan?
Yeah. I was wanting to talk to that there Logan Jerry, that sprint car driver.
Well, this is him. You got him right here.
Well, how you doing, Logan? This here's Mike Jenkins.
Not too bad. If I was any better, there'd be two of me.
Wow, that's what they're doing there. Hey, you know, I don't never see down inside them cars any, you know. You said them things don't got no transmissions?
No, they don't have no transmissions. It's just one solid drive shaft.
Huh. Ain't that
it's pretty
something?
Bizarre.
Yep. Now on them big tracks, when you run them big tracks and stuff like that, you get bugs and stuff and mud and hit you. And how you keep your eyes clean?
Well, you got them there, them tear offs that you put on your shield, and you better hope you got enough of them on and keep your shield down. That way, you don't get hit with bugs and stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you know, down here we just drive them there stock cars, and we got them windshields and some screens in them there, so we didn't know for sure. How fast you go?
It depends on the track size. Probably anywhere from 80 to 125 mile an hour.
Woo! Man.
It makes your pucker factor go up a lot of times.
The car run on gas?
No, it runs on racing methanol, which is kind of just like straight alcohol.
Oh, we know about that straight alcohol down here, boy. We can't burn that stuff, though. We like to drink it.
Well, I guess as long as you don't drink too much of it, I guess that's good.
Yeah, it is. Then you get in that car right there and you get a little crazy. Well, thank you, Logan. We appreciate it. We're rooting for you down here. Thanks, guys, for having me on the show.
No problem. Number three all the way.
Right on. See you, Logan.
You take it easy.
Hey, Logan.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Thank you very much, Mike. That might have been one of them old dirt road country boys from here in Talladega, Logan. I don't know. But that was cool. But, Logan, I got to ask you a question. I don't watch really that. You know, I go to Talladega Short Track here, watch, you know, some of the late models, super late models, as far as dirt, which I know that's your specialty is dirt. Hey, have you raced anything on asphalt yet?
No, I have not. The closest thing I've done to that when I ran dirt go-karts was we ran indoors on the Coke syrup.
Okay, 10-4. And have you, I don't remember if Stephen asked you that this question. Have you had any into contact trying to get sponsorship, maybe going to an ARCA car or maybe
No, I have not, but I mean if the opportunity arose, I would love the chance to do that.
Okay. And I know your time's limited, and Tony, I hate to jump in on your time here, but any Any last thoughts for Logan and Tony, and then we'll go to Todd.
I just, the last thing I want to tell Logan is, you know my level in motorsports and everything that I've accomplished and done. And I have seen a car timed at Lawrenceburg Speedway at 156 miles an hour average lap. So you get it around there. You know, you may not know it, but you're getting it.
Yeah, it's definitely a pretty fast joint, and you got to be on top of your game.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, and you know it, and it always seems up in 3 and 4. You talked about it getting rough. You know, you get some craters in it, and you catch them, you bicycle, and the next thing you know, it's not a good way to go. You know, the car's upside down, and. You know, I've seen so many things at Lawrenceburg, it's not even funny, but, you know, getting back to Kokomo, where you call your home track, for people that don't understand, I'm saying this for Todd Bixby and Tim Despain, the sprint cars put on an amazing show, but I have watched the World of Outlaws run there, and it is a quarter mile track. It is not high bank, and they run full throttle flat out other than a crack to get around that track. And the last time I watched them run, you know, when you land a jet plane and off the tip of the wings you see that smoke coming off the wing, well, they'll come off the wings of the World Outlaw cars at Kokomo. So I'm telling everybody, get to Indiana, go see Logan Jarrett race, and have the time of your life. Back to you, Tim.
Thank you very much, Tony. And throw one last question over to Todd Beefy, my good friend, upstate New York. His home track's Watkins Glen International. Todd, you have any last thoughts for Logan Jarrett?
Well, Logan, if you're on Facebook, I look forward to looking you up and following you and keeping up on how your season goes.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook at Logan Jarrett, and I have a Twitter account and Instagram, which is also LoganJarrett29. And you can check out my website at www.loganjarrett.com.
And,
very
you
good.
Know, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Logan, thank you very much, and I don't know if Tony gave you everything. You can. We always give everybody that calls in, we give them a chance to throw out wherever I can follow you at on social media. I'm a friend, thank all your sponsors. If you want to, you got the floor, Logan.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank all the people that make this possible. My mom and dad, J&J Trucking, Dope Trucking, Ams Oil, DRC Chassis, Pro Glide Coatings, Chalk Racing Products, Hoosier Tire, Infant Racewear, Jeff Claxton builds our motors at Claxton Engines, Finnick Racing Shocks, and Performance Marketing, who does my website and stuff. Without all them guys and the fans, none of this would ever be possible, and we would be where we are today.
Amen, Logan. Thank you very much for taking the time out to call on the show with Tony and everybody, and congratulations on your win at Lawrenceburg Speedway this past Saturday night, and maybe one day I'll get to meet you. Maybe either here at Talladega Super Speedway or Talladega Short Track or either one of my ventures when I venture off to another track. Maybe I can meet you at one of the dirt tracks there.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That would be great.
All right, Tim, Logan, good luck in the future.
You can count
be
on me taking you to see Logan run.
And thank you. We'll
all
do
right,
it.
Team forward, Tom. All right, see you, Logan. Thanks, bud.
Thank you, Logan. God bless you.
Yeah,
brother.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Okay, Tony B and Todd, that was Logan Jarrett, fresh off his first win at Lawrenceburg Speedway. Tony, any last thoughts, you and Todd? Any last thoughts on whatever we got going on? Tony, you can let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media. You got the floor, bro.
All they got to do is for Twitter, at Tony Baginski1, and Tony Baginski on Facebook. And Instagram, same thing. And I'm there for you. I put photos out. I'm involved in motorsports from the top to the bottom. And I could tell you that things are going good, and the show and the program's doing well. Logan was a great guy to have on here, and we're still pushing that. And the good racing, the back home racing, to get these guys up into better drives and associations. And I would like to say that Scott Dixon got a bad start at the Grand Prix in St. Pete, but they've done a lot of testing at NOLA, and they're going to Louisiana, boys, and they're going to run. And the Penske boys have come under fire for cheating, and so things could get really wild in the IndyCar division as they go to Louisiana this coming weekend. Other than that, I'd like to thank Todd Bixby, great friend and good man, Suzanne Despain, Tim Despain, Anne Marie and Stephen Wilson, and God bless you all. I love this show, and I'll never quit until the good Lord calls me home.
Amen, Brother Tony. All right, Todd, you got any last thoughts, Todd? We're gonna end it here in just a second. You got any last thoughts, bud?
Just thank you guys for doing such an amazing show, allowing fans to enjoy the good stories and the different people that you have on.
10-4. Todd, thank you very much for being a good supporter. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Texas Motor Speedway coming up this weekend for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, the NASCAR Camper Board Truck Series will be off until Kansas Motor Speedway in a few weeks. Good night from Talladega, Alabama.
It was the summer before the real world started, and the deal was we would get to go if we cleaned it up and got it running. That is old Winnebago. Winging a prayer down a 65, my best friend on four ball ties. I can still see Billy smiling when we finally made it to Talladega.